So Kate Lally, as vice chair, it's your meeting tonight.
Oh, right.
Mike's on the
road. Well, let's see. I guess I open the meeting officially, and the first order is to approve the agenda.
So moved.
So moved Second. By Kate, seconded by Jerry Story. Okay. Is this the only thing on the agenda? I'm sorry, Lee. I'm kind of flying by. Yeah. Okay. I just got it here. I have a brand new computer at my work, and they apparently didn't load. Zoom is not part of it. Anyway, sorry. Don't mean to take up everybody's time with that, but I'm a little rattled.
Presuming an affirmative vote to approve the agenda. We can move on to public comments, if any. Tom Tompkins is with us tonight.
Okay. Yes, I believe that the agenda has been approved by Kate and seconded by Jerry. We're ready to hear public comments.
You just need to vote, Kate.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Suggesting we should call a formal vote for the approving the agenda.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. So can we vote to approve the agenda?
So approved.
Approved. I agreed.
Okay. Me too. Okay. Everybody approved. Great. All right. So are we moving on to the next now? Agenda item, which would be public comments?
Yes.
Okay. And it sounds like we have someone who has a public comment on the topic.
Well, Tom Tompkins is with us. He has not indicated a desire to speak on anything else.
Okay.
So absent that, we can...
Mr. Tompkins, if...
Recording in progress.
Mr. Tompkins, if you would like to... speak on this matter, this would be your time to do so.
Guess we will move on to setting the tax rate.
Okay, hearing nothing, I guess it's time to move on to the next agenda item, which is setting the tax rate for fiscal year 2021 to 2022.
And Peter Frankenberg is here to walk us through that.
Okay. Hopefully you can see on your screens the breakdown of the tax rate. Is that correct?
I don't have any visual on mine, so I
yeah, I cannot.
None of us have any visuals, Peter.
I think everyone's on phones.
Okay. But what I can do is when we finish, I can email you the spreadsheet that I was going to walk through.
Okay.
But basically, I appreciate your having this meeting out of the normal sequence. Unfortunately, the way it works now is the state, we can't really set the tax rate until the state tells us what the school tax rates are. And those aren't released until July 1st with a mailing date of no later than July 15 to send the tax bills out. It would unfortunately just be too tight to put this on the select board agenda for next week to print and mail and all of that. So I do appreciate your flexibility in having a special meeting for that. The good news is the town tax rate is slightly lower than what we were projecting. It's very close, but slightly lower. That was due to a higher grand list than was projected back in March at town meeting. The actual grand list that Ted Nelson filed was for $15,991,500. That's a 2% increase over what it was for the prior year. Our budget in March assumed a 0.4% increase. So that, again, helped the tax rate come out to be lower than what we were projecting. The school tax rates are set by the state. There's a homestead rate for property that's owned and occupied by the property owner as their primary residence. And then there's a non-residential rate that takes into account all the properties that are not owner occupied. Those were very close to what was being projected at town meeting in March also. We don't have any say in those. As I said, those are dictated by the state of Vermont. So for this town rate, we are projecting, or actually calculating, the rate for municipal to be 0.4602. And that's a decrease of 0.9% from what was actually, from the prior year, a 0.9% decrease from what it was in the prior year, and slightly lower, as I said, than what we were projecting at the town meeting. So the tax rate for the town will be 0.4602. The other component of our tax rate is the what's called the local agreement rate, and that's exemption for veterans who are qualified with a qualified disability. That was something the town voted a number of years ago, and basically they have to qualify through the Veterans Administration for that reduction. The state allows a reduction of $15,000 in the assessed value of their property, but gave towns the opportunity to increase that to a total of a $40,000 reduction, which the town did vote to do. If the town votes to do that, though, we still have to pay school taxes for that property. So there is a small rate that we set for that that basically picks up that additional $30,000 of school tax, assessed value for school taxes that we have to compensate for giving that credit. And that tax rate is, the result of that is 0.0006. So if we take those together, the total town tax rate that we're proposing based on the budget that was passed with the articles, and I would point out that the articles included, they were voted separately. You may recall, were select board salaries at $6,300. That's about 0.0004 on the tax rate. And then the open space allocation was also voted by separate article for $50,000. That was approved. So that gets added to the tax rate also of 0.0031. So as a result of all of those, the base town budget plus those two articles that were voted, the town municipal rate is going to be 0.4602. I would point out there was another article on the ballot that you're aware of for purchasing the land associated with the fire station, rescue station. That does not enter into the tax rate for this coming year, because if that is to happen, we would basically borrow for that expense. It would not be on the tax rate for the 21-22 tax year. It would be later on when we start repaying the debt. So even though it was a voted article that it was approved, it doesn't impact the property tax rate for this tax year that starts July 1st. So basically, the total tax rate that we're looking at for what we've got here would be a municipal rate of 0.4602 and the local agreement rate of 0.0006 for the veterans exemption, for a total of 0.4608. And the school tax rates for homestead property, 1.6002. And for non-residential property, the school tax rate would be 1.7623. There's also another component that applies to a community in Shelburne, the Beaver Creek neighborhood. And this was where the neighborhood approached the town a number of years ago, probably five years plus, where they wanted to do some infrastructure improvements in their neighborhood. to instead of be classified as a private road to bring it up to town standards. They asked if the town could finance that through the bond bank, where the neighborhood would basically pay the debt service associated with that. That was approved by the voters to do that, again, with the understanding that Beaver Creek homeowners would pay the full cost of that loan. And that's been decreasing each year as normally our bonds do, as a portion of principal gets paid off. Then the rate goes down, the amount that has to be raised goes down as a result of that. And that we're assessing those properties, the assessment that would be spread over those properties would be $43,406. And that would be spread over 29 homeowners in that development for the total assessment per property of $1,496.74. So that would be the another item that we would want to approve for the tax rate. And that's basically it, the town rate, school rates, and this Beaver Creek special assessment. So if you have any questions on that.
So the Beaver Creek, we should think of it as adding $43,406 to the bill.
To the Beaver Creek homeowners.
Okay.
Spread over the Beaver Creek homeowners. So the assessment per homeowner would be $1,496.74.
Okay. But is that reflected in the municipal tax rate?
No, that's a separate, because it only applies to Beaver Creek homeowners.
Got it. Okay, I see. Okay.
They see it on their tax bill, but no one else does.
Okay, understood.
So that would be a separate motion from the tax rate itself.
Yep. The municipal tax rate, the education tax rates, and the Beaver Creek assessment.
Okay. Does anyone have any further questions for Peter?
Peter, this is Kate Cross. Can I just recap that the municipal rate that we're going from was 0.4602 and we're going to 0.4608. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually the municipal is going from 0.4644 to 0.4602. The other piece of it is the veterans exemption.
Okay.
And that's going from 0.007 to 0.006. So if you add the two together, your number was correct. It's just those two components that add up for that.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions, Kate. If you'd, would you like me to move that we approve the tax
rate?
That
would be wonderful, yes.
Okay, I move that we approve the tax rate for fiscal year 2021 or do I need to give a date range, Lee? Is it July?
Fiscal year 2022 works because that's the fiscal year we're working with.
Okay. I move to approve the tax rate for the town of Shelburne for fiscal year 2022 to, or can I just end there? Do I need to say the numbers?
As presented.
It might.
Okay, as presented.
As presented.
Okay, as presented.
In which case, I'll second.
Okay, so that was approved by Kate Cross and seconded by Jerry Story. Is there any discussion? Three of us?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The tax rate has been passed. So let's see. Then, and that includes the local agreement. And then, so my understanding is we need a separate motion for the Beaver Creek. Do I have that right?
That makes sense. Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the proposal as presented for Beaver Creek, the loan that the residents will repay the town for the cost of bringing the road up to town standards.
So moved. Okay. Jerry can take it.
All right, I'll give it to Jerry. And seconded by Kate. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
And the ayes have it. So I believe that is all that we need to do for the tax rates.
I'll forward you the handout that I was going to be displaying. So just if you have any questions, certainly give me a call. Thank you.
That sounds great. I look forward to taking a closer look at that. I was writing things down. Thanks, Peter. You presented it very clearly to those of us who, you know, had only our ears to understand. Great. All right. So I think with that done, we're on to the next agenda item, which is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Great. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Thanks, everybody, for showing up and getting this little housekeeping done.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone.
You bet. Bye-bye.